It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More love, less hatred, embrace and
greed. Well, all right, good morning to you. Let's get up, let's get about. This is Pastor Woodson Moore from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey, and we can do this. We can tackle every situation that's going to come our way today with Christ Jesus as our helper, with the Holy Spirit there to lead, guide, and direct us. We can do it. We are more than conquerors. You need to say that. You need to say, I am more than a conqueror. In Christ Jesus, I can run through a troop. I can leap over a wall. If God is for me, what, who, where, when, why can be against me? He'll never forsake me. He'll never leave me. I'm in him. He's in me. He is my healer. He is my strength. He is my ever-present help in the time of trouble. Scripture after scripture, they need to be hid away in your heart, and then you need to speak them. Remember, we talked about the tongue. The tongue is the switch that either completes the circuit or shuts off the circuit. If you want to shut off the circuit of life flowing from the throne of God, see, God doesn't change, and he is always there. His power, his anointing, his strength, always there for you. But your receiver, whenever you are born again, was created to receive that life. But if you got the switch turned off, if you have no faith, if you're speaking doubt, unbelief, and fear, the enemy is going to prevent you from receiving what God has for you. So you need to stop it. And remember, we've been looking at 2 Corinthians 4, and it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. See, people that are lost, who are unregenerate, they have not been regenerated through the power of the Holy Spirit, they don't understand you. They think you're nuts. They have to be born again to see the kingdom of God. And I believe that's where our point of intercession needs to be. We have a president now that prays in the name of Jesus, that says he believes. He has surrounded himself, starting with the vice president, a man of faith, a man who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, a man that is born again. He has surrounded himself with other people of faith. He is not repelling the gospel. He is doing what he can as president to allow that gospel to have the freedom of flow, which is exactly what it says that we're to do in the Word of God, that we are to pray for those who are in authority over us so that the gospel can be readily spread. We have that window of opportunity. We need to take advantage of it. And these people, these wonderful people, they're wonderful people that are out burning and plundering and destroying, is because they're deceived. If they were born again, if they knew Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they would stop that. The Holy Spirit's never going to lead you to do that. And to try and sit and argue with them and debate with them, it's going to get you nowhere because they are blinded. And this is what it says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus Christ. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Well, see, that's the problem. The people that are lost, the people are looting and plundering and pillaging, the anarchists, that gospel, For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, that light hath not shined in their hearts. And Romans 10 says, well, how are they going to know? Unless somebody is sent to them, unless somebody preach. And how are you going to preach unless you are sent? You see, we need to pray and intercede and ask the Lord to raise up men and women of faith all across this land who are not ashamed of the gospel, not afraid to minister the gospel. And they will do it on a daily basis. They will do it when they're getting a cup of coffee. They'll get it. They'll do it in the grocery store. They'll do it when they're getting their oil changed. They'll begin to minister the power and the presence of God, the truth of the gospel. And that gospel cannot be stopped by the darkness when it is spoken, when it is sent forth. Now, look over in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul's writing. He says, now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present, with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of it as if we walked according to the flesh. So Paul's saying here, look, I want to present to you the truth, and I want to do it boldly. But I don't want you to think that I'm coming out of the flesh here. I'm coming out of the Spirit. And he says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So now he's laying down something that's kind of phenomenal. He says, we got a war going on here. You know, the left in this country, they've got these big signs saying, we're at war. They're right. They are at war with the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They don't know it. They don't know what they're at war against. But the spirits of darkness that control them are at war with the gospel of the light of Jesus Christ. And those spirits that control them hate what is now happening in this country. And I believe the reason it's happening in this country, the reason we have a godly president, the reason we have godly people all of a sudden having the right to move and implement, is because the church made a decision to pray. The church finally woke up and said, "This, we can't allow this to continue to go on. This is going to destroy our country." And we got to our knees, and we had times of prayer, and we had times of intercession. And God answered, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray." And we did that, and God answered. And so now it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." You see, you can't go back and try to reason with people whose minds are befuddled and reprobate. It says, "For the weapons," and there are weapons because we are involved in war, "for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal," they're not natural, "but mighty," but they are mighty, "through God, to the pulling down of strongholds." See, there are strongholds that are at work in this country. And you and I, as Christians, we got to begin to use our weapons and pull them down. Dan Malone is going to sing, "Oh, What a Reason."
I've been blessed with many things. God's been so good to me. I have family and friends who share in all I do. But if I lose it all and I'm left with nothing, if I have the Lord, I know He'll see me through. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. but oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. You may have tried a lot of things to find real happiness, but if you've looked very long, then you know it just can't be found. Until you find the Lord in the power of His Spirit, He'll be your reason to live, and He'll never let you down. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, there's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live, but oh, but oh, what a reason.
Oh, what a reason. There is a reason. There is a reason to serve the Lord. And in fact, there's a lot of reasons. But now let's go back. Let's look at this. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. All right, we're at war. The left tells us that we are at war. We're at war with ISIS, and we need to understand that this is a spiritual war that has manifested itself over into the natural. But if you want to go to the root of it, you got to go back to the spirit. See, there's the spirit, then there's the ideology, and then there's the actual physical dealing with it. Let's go to the root, and let's begin to intercede, begin to pray, and begin to take authority over these spiritual powers and dominions. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. We've got to be ready. We have to understand that we are involved in a war. So remember now, if you know Jesus, you know freedom. If there is no Jesus, there'll be no freedom, because Jesus is freedom.